live from the historic Liberty Theater in downtown Eunice, Louisiana. I'm pleased to announce that we have performing for you this evening the Cajun Tradition Band with Jamie Berzos. This program, the only one of its kind, is sponsored by the City of Eunice, the Jean Lafitte National Historic Park and Preserve, the St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission, the Cajun French Music Association, John Guillory Allstate Insurance of Eunice, and the Best Stop Supermarket of Scott, Louisiana. My name is Ray Landry, and I will be your host for this evening. And now, let's give a warm welcome to our band, Cajun Tradition Band. Oh, yeah. I like that me. All the way on the other side of the bass guitar is Mr. Glenn Richard right there. And on
let's see, 1979 to now, that would be 34 years, about almost 35.
34, that's great. I remember back in the day when
my age now.
Yeah, well, I remember back in the day when we were all looking for some place to learn and to play. So one of our favorite spots was the Main Street Lounge in Bazille, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. That was the most amazing place. I went there one night and said, I thought I died and went to Cajun musician heaven. The proprietor of the Main Street Lounge would open it up on Thursday and Friday. We had the jam session on Thursday nights. It was amazing to see Nathan Abshar, Me with Jamie, me, everybody, the Balfour brothers, Dewey Balfour, the whole brothers were there. Everybody was there. It was totally amazing. I don't think it was back in the day before we had a chance to film all that stuff. So, but we'd be rich if we had a video camcorders back in that day, I tell you. Okay, enough talking. I washed my tongue this morning. I can't do a thing with it this afternoon. La voz de Bayou Teche. Beautiful, Jamie. Beautiful. Glenn, come up to that microphone just a second, eh? Come up to that microphone just... Glenn Richard on... you hot? Glenn Richard on bass right there. Been playing music, Cajun music, for a long, long time.
Been playing about 50 years.
Really? Damn, you don't even look that old. That's a good thing. So you did some time with Dewey Balfour at Mulas. How many years you worked with him?
I worked with Dewey about 4 years, I believe.
You know, and we were talking about that, you and I, you know, back in the day. I keep referring to back in the day that I remember when Cajun music was, it's sort of like a regeneration of Cajun music when the Balfours, when Dewey was playing at Mulots. Now it's Pomeroy's. You couldn't find a place to sit down. There was no place to sit down, except next to Glenn on the bandstand. That wasn't allowed. Did you do some things with Oakta Clark and them as well? You didn't?
With who?
Oakta Clark.
Yes, I sure did.
Yeah, I thought you did too. And he was also a member of that circuit at Mulots back in the day. I remember going to Mulots, and Oakta Clark and Hector Duyon was the accordion player and the fiddle player. You have to imagine this when they would get down. They both had walkers. They had walkers. They would go like this with the walkers and walk all the way to the bandstand, both of them. And they would crank out some of the most exciting Cajun music there was on the planet. It was totally amazing. And then they'd get their walker and they would at the end of the gigs, they would leave. We should be so lucky. Kip was a, Glenn was a part of that that circuit there back in the day. I remember seeing him all the time. Great to see that you're still playing Cajun music.
Well, okay, I sure hope I could play long after I can't walk. That's
right.
Because the walking part is going to be soon, I guess.
Okay, talking about Dewey Balfour, we're going to do a song that was recorded and written by Dewey Balfour, When I Was Poor. According to Paul. Can you talk at all, Randy? Get by that microphone. You know you love. I want to tell the people about Randy Vedrin right there. You know, are you hot? Is Randy hot over there?
Oh, it's hot.
Yeah, okay. You know, Randy started playing, actually, been playing a long time as well. How many years you been playing?
Long? 44.
Wow. That's a long time. One of the original members and still a member of the Lafayette Rhythm Devils. Him and Pepe Carmelo and all those guys originally started that band out. Mm-hmm. Now, and, you know, of course, we lost Pepe in a tragic automobile accident. And, of course, the Lafayette Rhythm Devils live on, for sure.
Yeah.
And Randy had written a song, a free song, Two Step, that won Song of the Year 2 years ago of CFMA?
2012,
yes, 2 years ago. Won Song of the Year with the CFMA, so that's the man that did it, Randy Vedrin, right there.
Thank you.
Excellent vocalist. Jamie's caught in a tight spot tonight because Randy normally would do a lot of the songs, and he's got some kind of something wrong with frog in his throat. He's got the whole family in his throat, the toads, the frogs, and everything else. So. Okay, Les Tissus Noirs.
In
Henry. Henry's gonna do that for us. Les Tissus Noirs.
Prêterai avec un cœur aussi cassé. Parce que j'avais rêvé de mes chartis yeux noirs qui est parti à l'vage mais sans revenir. Le soleil a presque couché. J'm'ennuyais, j'm'endors de mes chartis yeux noirs. C'est ça qui fait que mon cœur est si cassé.
One of my favorite songs, for sure. It's Tissus Noirs. Then we have, on fiddle over there, we have Henry Hempel. You might not know, you might know the story of Henry Hempel. He's originally from New York. And then he would come here. Like so many good musicians come to Lafayette or come to Cajun country to play the festivals. And that's exactly what Henry would do. excuse me. I think back in the day, he was playing with Jesse up in New York, coming down here to play for some of the festivals. Avec tout ça, il est venu ici un jour pour jouer la musique. Et là, il a tombé dans l'amour avec un petit gamin qui vient de Sunset. Il est tombé dans l'amour avec elle. Il a quitté New York là-bas. Il a marié. Et là, après ça, c'était foutu. Il reste ici à Stur. He's here. I'm going to speak English a little bit because I'm getting in trouble with the French. But Henry come all the way over here to play Cajun music. Fell in love with a young Cajun girl. They got married and now living in
outside of Arnaville,
a place called Prairie de Femmes. They live in an old mansion. You talk about a beautiful place. I think Henry and them might live in one third of that whole mansion, way back in the woods. It's a beautiful place. Anyway, what Henry does for a living is play music, naturally, but he's also an excellent music teacher. So if you have a young kid or even an adult, if you're interested in learning the fiddle, the accordion, the guitar, the bass, any stringed instrument out there, Henry's the man to see.
I'm also teaching Cajun fiddle classes at LSUE.
Yes, I saw that on your Facebook. I saw that. So, he's teaching fiddle lessons over there as well. But he also teaches private lessons as well. So did you know that your father-in-law, John Olivier, used to be the mayor of Opelousas?
Of Sunset.
Of Sunset.
Yeah,
yes,
the mayor of Sunset for 44 years in a row.
Do you know that John Olivier was his father-in-law, who incidentally still lives, was one of the original committee members that started Festivals Acadien way back in the year and way back in the day. And before then, before it was called Festivals Acadien et Creole, it was called Tribute to Cajun Musicians Festival. Can you imagine having a festival? The very first festival was at Blackham Coliseum. They had arranged everything at the Blackham for you not to dance. How is that possible? How can they keep Cajuns from dancing? I think the part of the book I'm in is the most interesting book put up by Barry Onsley. And then they knew right after a while that, they sort of outgrew themselves, and they ended up at the Girard Park. And it started from there. But they have a little atrium at Girard Park that was originally started off. Then after that, it grew into this massive Festival d'Acadien that it is today. So I'm going to let you know something more about that book in a little bit. Allons à Lafayette. Let's go to Lafayette, Mr. Henry Hempel.
Mais pour changer ton nom, on va t'appeler Madame, Madame Gana comme moi. Dites-vite t'es trop mignon pour faire ta criminelle. Pour faire tu fais tout ça, oh, et ma CMA. We'll be right back.
Yes, sir. Alonzo Lafayette, that's an old Alice Roger song. One of my favorites for sure. You know, this is the first Rendezvous de Cajun for year 2014. This is actually, we've been on a break for a couple of weeks here. I'm glad to have Jamie and them starting off the new year right. Next Saturday, January the 11th, Huma Lejeune and the Cajun Kings will be performing here next Saturday. On January the 18th, to the Fugitive Poets and Red Salzman and the Rambling Cajuns will be performing. January the 25th, Bubba Hebert and the New Morse Playboys. I think that's the great, great grandson of Ira Lejeune and the grandson of Eddie Lejeune, Bubba is. And then on February the 1st, they had the Church Point Showcase featuring Colby Leger, Blake Thibodeau, and Floyd Carmelo. Is that Kent DePepe? Really? It was a real name, Pepe's real name. Remember I said a while ago that he played with Pepe Carmelo with the Lafayette Rhythm Devils. And so his son Floyd Carmelo plays, and he plays accordion. Plays accordion. Really? Really? Well, that's interesting. I got to go hear him for sure. February the 8th, Joe Simo and the Louisiana Cajuns. And the second band would be Wallace Trojan and Rice and Gravy would be performing. February the 15th, Acadian Now Cajun Band with Ryan Simo. Donnie Broussard and the Louisiana Stars on February the 22nd. And now we get close to Mardi Gras season. I have it right here. Let me get to it. I got too many papers here. March the 1st, Samedi Gras with Jambalaya Cajun Band. March the 8th, Swamp Pop Night with Warren Storm, Willie T, and Cypress will be performing here. They're going to need a bigger place. March the 15th and the 22nd, the bands to be announced. And, of course, on March the 22nd, Jackie Calle, Ivy Duga, and the Cajun's Cousins will be performing on that day, and that's March the 22nd. So for the next 3 months, we got everything covered, T. So we can come have a good time. We were talking about Dewey Balfour a while ago. One of his songs for sure, Arrête pas la musique. Don't stop the music. C'est toi qui vas la chanter? Is you going to sing it? Okay, beautiful song, something called Don't Stop the Music. Arrête pas la musique. After this, we're going to get Jerry on the harmonica for a couple of songs. Marjorie. Jerry DeVilliers will be coming up on stage here after this one song here.
Arrête pas la musique, laisse-les jouer une autre fois. La même vieille chanson à jouer toute la nuit. Mes poches, ils sont vides, j'ai dépensé tout mon argent. Arrête pas la musique, laisse-les jouer une autre fois. Attrape notre bien. Sous-comptoir, demain va venir, payer sans te doigt. Arrête pas la musique, laisse-les jouer à notre fois. La même des chansons, jouer toute la nuit. We'll be right back. notre bière, mille sur comptoir. Demain elle va venir payer sans te doigt. Arrête pas la musique, laisse-les jouer un autre fois. La même vieille chanson a joué toute la
Please make welcome Mr. Jerry DeVilliers up here with his harmonica. Going to do a couple of songs with Jamie and them. They're going to do a first selection. And they have the. We're going to play the Calcasieu Waltz in the back door, and when we get back, we're going to do the back of town. So you want to do the back door first and then do the Calcasieu? Okay, the Partenariat, one of the most famous songs of all Cajun music, written and recorded by D.L. Minhart himself. The Partenariat, the back door. Hold on, we got to change accordions here.
Because, how many records were sold with that particular song?
Oh, Jesus Christ, I don't know.
Does he hold the records from?
Oh, probably so. I asked him one night if he knew of how much of an impact that he had made on kids, because, you know, kids, the back door, that's the first song they're ever going to learn on an accordion, is the back door, La Partenariat. And, you know, D.L. Minhart, he said, no, he said, it wasn't me, it was a song, but, you know, he wrote the song. And from what I understand, when he was playing with Shuk Badu and them, the back door was almost left out of that album.
Really?
They needed to fill a song in. And so they almost, Shuk Badu and them didn't want to put it, so I think, if the story goes right, and if I remember it right, they almost didn't put it on that album. It has been his claim to fame, for sure.
Isn't that something?
So we'd like to do that for you right now, something called La Partenariat.
I didn't know that. Good story. Good to know that.
Tes opas, on a passé dans tous les honky-tonks. S'en arrive du lendemain matin. Le jour était à brise cassée. J'ai passé dans la porte en arrière. L'après-midi, moi j'étais au village. Et je m'insulais que je pouvais plus marcher. Ils m'ont ramené back à la maison. Et avec la compagnie, c'était du monde étranger. J'ai passé dans la porte en arrière. Thank you. changé mon été. Et pas écouté, mais j'avais trop la tête dure. La jour va venir, mon éclat des regrets. Il va passer de dans la porte en arrière. J'ai eu un atomique quand que je fais de l'argent. Un sujet plus du jour, mais vous l'en pouvez me voir. J'étais dans mes loges, j'ai mal remis dans le tracas. Le rock m'a ramassé, je suis parti dans la prison. On va passer de dans la porte en arrière.
Yes,
sir. The back door. Don't get no better than that, sir.
I'd like to talk a little bit about that for a second.
Absolutely.
I know he's not going to brag on himself, but I've had the honor of playing with him at the Harmonica Festival, Birmingham, Alabama. That's a national or international?
No, that was just a regular festival.
A regular one.
That wasn't a big one.
And, you know, he has played with all over the country with harmonica players in some big festivals, and these guys are top, the best of the best from all over the world, and they cannot understand how he could do this back porch Cajun style Cajun music. They can't do it.
They can't understand it because they can't do it.
They love it. He draws the biggest crowd in the whole festival.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
it's
crazy. It's not that I'm that good. I just do something they can't do. So that's it.
That's some of the charisma, I guess, you know. He says, what are you playing? Well, I'm playing the back door. It's an old Cajun song. So, yeah, so actually, I was the host one night, and you had some of your harmonica friends here.
Yeah,
and
right.
They said that as well, you know, that Jerry would go over there and start playing those Cajun tunes. So he's an ambassador of Cajun music as well, because he brought that over there, and they started playing
I started
Cajun
working with a young woman from Chicago, and I started playing with her and working with her about 4 years back. The same night I met that Jamie came over here to that festival, and she's now teaching Cajun music at Old Town, playing harmonica, and she's
really?
Got that group that she... But the first thing she asked me when I met her was about D.L. Menard.
She had heard about D.L. Menard.
Sure. That was the very first question.
There's two songs they're going to ask you to play when you go play out away from here. One of them is The Back Door. And the other one is Joe LeBlanc. Joe LeBlanc.
And they ask you to play those two songs
for sure.
Y'all don't ever think that Cajun music is dead, because when I go playing that festival, it becomes alive, and people just love it.
Sure.
They just love it to death.
We're going to do one of my favorites for sure, La Voix de Calcasieu. And Jerry is going to play the harmonica on that one as well. Who's singing that one?
We don't have a singer. You want to sing?
The Calcasieu Waltz, right. Yeah, you want me to sing? No.
Okay.
No,
we're
going to
do an instrumental.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do an instrumental, the Calcasieu Waltz.
Rockabilia, you guys.
Thank you very much.
Well, I like that meme, I tell you. Harmonica music is almost like that accordion. It's very close.
Beautiful music.
Prépare-toi, mon cher, parce que le temps froid peut venir. The cold weather's coming. All of them plumbers and them, they're going to be busy after Tuesday. I guarantee you that. It's supposed to be somewhere around 20 degrees. So if you got any plants or pets out there, you need to get ready, sir. The cold weather's coming. We're not used to that, you know. But listen, I was talking to this weatherman friend of mine the other day, and he said that they had more 32 and below degree weather in Lafayette just in December than they had for the past 10 years combined. So I don't know. You think we need to worry ourselves about global warming, Ditty Boy? I don't know. Listen, I got a story for you. That, you know, have you been following the news where they had these tourists and these scientists that got stuck in the Arctic in that ice cutter boat? You know what they were going to study? Global warming. So how is that, huh? I think they got more global warming than they wanted to handle. I think they picked him up yesterday. Everybody's safe, actually.
Quand les Cajuns sont pas fous comme ça.
Non, on n'est pas fous comme ça, je te garantis, Sasha. Quand c'est froid, on reste dans la maison, pour sûr. We're not going to go to the Arctic Circle unless they got a Cajun music festival. Then we might go. So we're going to do one for you now. The Back of Town two-step. We'll be right back. back of town. Back of town, boy like that. That was an old one of Oakdale Clark's favorite songs to play. Boy, and he jammed that dance floor with that song, that old song. He was the best at that song. I totally agree. Jamie, y'all getting ready for Mardi Gras? Are y'all gonna play anywhere for Mardi Gras? You got the whole
week. We're getting ready, and we like to hang around our hometown, Mamou, for the good old Cajun traditional style Mardi Gras. So we're gonna be playing at Fred's Lounge, the Mardi Gras Eve.
Is that on the Monday?
Monday night, Mardi Gras Eve. I forgot the date, but
it should be the third, then, right?
Third
of March.
And then the next day, Mardi Gras Day, we'll be playing for the Mamou Street Dance right underneath the red light on Main Street. And we'll be playing from 1 o'clock until the Mardi Gras come in. And
that's somewhere around 3 o'clock, I'm thinking. 3,
4, 5, whatever the time they come
in.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
Listen, if you want to experience the real, true Mardi Gras, go to Mamou. Or come right here to Eunice. Oh, I'm talking about. That's good, yeah. It's wonderful. It's amazing. I said that today, we were playing music at Vermilionville today, and I was saying how we become complacent with our culture, and we get so used to it, we don't know how special it is until, you know, other people come from all over the world. I'm sure there's some people here visiting tonight that came down here, especially to listen to Cajun music and experience the Cajun experience, for sure. And Mardi Gras is the best. It's one of the best to sample and to do the run, listen to the Cajun music. There's nothing like Mardi Gras anywhere in the world, including New Orleans, like the Mardi Gras in the prairie here in Eunice, in Mamou, in Crawley, in Lafayette, in Brobridge, and right in the center of Louisiana is where Mardi Gras happens. So we're going to do something called La Valse de 99 ans, the 99-year-old waltz. Thank you. It's a Henry Hamble. That's what I'm talking about. Normally, I have to stand on a chair to be able to hit that note. You hit it just right. I have an excellent New Year's resolution for everybody out there. It won't cost you nothing. It's going to be really neat. I'm thinking that each and every one of us, I know I belong already, and I know that a lot of people, especially on the front row, belong to some kind of cultural organization, whether it be the CFMA, the Cajun French Music Association, or the Cajun Culture Association, or the Louisiana Folk Roots. Join and make sure that we preserve our culture as we knew it and as we know it today, like they're doing here at the Liberty Theater with Rendezvous de Cajun. Every Saturday you can come here and you can listen to some kind of Louisiana music. Most of the time, 95% of the time, is going to be traditional Cajun music like you heard tonight. It don't get no better than that, folks. Make sure, join these organizations. You might disagree with some of their policies. And if you do, guess what? Try to change it. But it's all good. The CFMA has done wonders. Been in existence now, I think, in 25 years, I'm thinking. And the Cajun Culture Association as well. Louisiana Folk Roots is probably about 15 years old. So do something for your culture. Make sure that your kids and your grandkids will be able to enjoy what you're enjoying tonight by joining one of these groups, and make sure that our music and culture is preserved for the years to come. And talking about culture, we'd like to do one, Steppin' Fast. Vas Carimon.
J'ai été dans la savane, chargé mon petit faux, j'ai monté sur le bateau, je me fais tout mal à dos. T'en as eu, t'en as pu, t'en as eu, t'en as pu, t'en as eu, t'en as pu, ça qui laisse pour mon nez. J'ai été dans la savane, chargé mon chapitre, j'ai monté sur le bateau et je me fais tout mal à dos. T'en as eu, t'en as pu, t'en as eu, t'en as pu, t'en as eu, t'en as pu, ça qui reste pour mon nez.
Are you ready? They're moving me up. Y'all don't forget, this month, of course, January, the 4th tonight, Jamie Berzos and Cajun Tradition is furnishing that wonderful Cajun music. January the 11th, Huma Lejeune and the Cajun Kings will be performing. January the 18th, the Fugitive Poets. And the second band will be Red Salzman and the Ramblin' Cajuns. January the 25th, Bubba Smith and the new Morse Playboys will be performing here. So this